Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back live and on air here at Psychic Talk Radio, hosted and sponsored by Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia, at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Suite 101, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189. All right, so we are going to take callers with two questions per caller on today's show. And we will be doing psychic answers for these questions here on today's show. I'm going to be using some cards, and we're going to get into that momentarily. For those of you out there that want a more in-depth reading and are looking for private one-on-one readings, we do host those live in person as well as over the phone. And the contact information for that is within the description of the show. So it's at the bottom. The phone number for that is at the bottom of the show description to do a private reading one-on-one with myself. Private readings are $40 for a half an hour and $60 for an hour. So very, very affordable rates, better than what you will find with most psychic hotlines out there. And this is genuine psychic work that I do. As you will be able to tell from previous shows, including this show and future shows, going ahead to launch our first caller here momentarily. Remember, callers, as we bring you live and on air, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you're calling from, and to go into your question, please. And I will focus, hone in, tune in to whomever is being brought on air and what their question is, and we'll give you the best possible answer I can. Now, if you have called into the show and we've taken you live, you may receive a callback after the show to see if you want a private reading. All right, let's get to our first caller now. Our first caller of the evening is going to be 775-762. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy from Rancho Cordova. And my first question is, I got approved for long-term care insurance because of two powerful attorneys, and now they are suggesting that I may be interested in a settlement buyout. If yes. I agree to that, then my insurance is gone. And my concern is I'm still trying to find a tax attorney that will tell me how much all the taxes would be if I do a buyout, which would be different than what I'm receiving benefits, which I think probably my tax would be zero to very little receiving benefits, if that makes sense. So will my attorneys be successful in getting a response from the insurance company that will interest me, or will I just say no, thank you, and walk on?
Okay. Just for future information for you, and you haven't done anything wrong, when you're giving me a question, less is best. It leaves the reading to be very pure and untainted as far as the channel. So just simply with the question. Now, can you repeat that tail end of it, please, because I can barely hear the last bit of it.
Well, I just want to know if ultimately I will agree to the settlement buyout or if I will decide that it's not in my best interest.
Okay, give me one moment and let me see what I pull out for you on this one. Okay. As far as I can tell, okay, what you decide to do is really your free will. What the answer to this is, it is best to walk away from this settlement and to proceed forward with other options. Choosing this settlement is what will hurt you more in the long run.
I believe you're right. Okay. And my second question is, will I buy a condominium or a house within the next 2 years?
All right. Give me one moment, please. That is a affirmative. So, yes, you will.
Okay, great. Well, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. You're wonderful and have a blessed day.
You as well, and thank you for welcoming me back. Good luck.
Sure.
All right, we're going to bring on our next caller momentarily. Remember, as you have called in, and if your hand is raised in the queue, you will be brought on air, and you will be asked to ask your question. Now, I'm going to go ahead and start writing some of these numbers down that I see that are being brought on air and put your name next to them. But as we bring you on air here, what I would like you to do is to give me as little information as possible. You just simply ask your question. The less information I have, the better the read is going to be, okay? And the reason I say that is the more information I have, the more I'm going to get stuck in the details and not focus on a clear channel from spirit. All right, so the next caller today is going to be 646-847. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question for me.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Miranda. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Miranda. Welcome.
Hello.
What can I do for you?
When do you see my home selling?
Okay, give me one moment, please.
Sure.
Oh, wow, that one is, whew. Okay, that was fast. I got one card that flipped out. We're going to the next one here using my clairsentience in the process as well as claircognancy. The first card that comes out is understanding. The second card coming out is sharing knowledge and wisdom. And the third card that comes out is powerful transformation in life. So what I'm getting psychically is we're looking at December here, okay, the end of December, maybe even before that. But there is something about some adjustments to the sale of the home. And when you make those adjustments, it's going to happen a lot quicker.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not the architecture. It's not the home itself. It's more like how it is being marketed or sold.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
All right, Miranda. And all what right. is your... Second question.
Can I ask about a family member?
Yes, you can ask anything else unrelated to the first.
Sure. Okay. So my older daughter is looking to find like a suitable match, be in a relationship. When do you see that happening?
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a beautiful answer right there. So we have the first card comes out as trusting. The second card is coveting. So they are still healing from a previous relationship that they've had to walk away from. And this is, in a way, their past is still kind of slowing them down a little bit. But it looks like there is a new opportunity coming up for them to have something solid in their life right after the start of the new year. And this is a person that has stability. This is a person that can be a leader, but also a listener at the same time, because we need that balance. And it looks like long as they do not allow the pain of their past to get to them, they are able to move freely and allow this to develop into something solid.
Uh-huh. And this is someone new. Okay. Oh.
It appears to be somebody new. So if they have somebody in their life already, it could be them renewing themselves, evolving into a new situation entirely, or it could be another person. But this is what is coming through.
Well, wonderful. So after the first of the year, okay.
Yes.
We'll be hopeful. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so
you
much.
You have a great day.
I appreciate it. You as well.
No
thank
problem.
You.
All right, our next caller is going to be brought on here momentarily. Once again, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam, at Mantra HHC, where we are sponsored by Mantra HHC, located in Woodstock, Georgia, at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway, Suite 101. And our zip code here is 30189. All right, our next caller is going to be 860-836. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Amla, and my question is, so I've cleaned a lot of my house out, and I'm getting to the question, which is, do you feel me in a committed partnership by my birthday meeting? My birthday's in December. Well,
okay, I've got you. Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so you wanted to know if you're going to be in a committed relationship by then?
Yes. Or meet
okay,
somebody.
Okay, I'm going to give me one moment, please.
Yes.
Leading through adaptation, so this is about speaking your truth. There is flirtatious energy around this, the entertainer. So this is about speaking your truth, and this is about communicating your expectations. And it looks like you have been starting to do this, so this is good. You've been speaking things into the universe, the caregiver. So it looks like you need to have faith and know that the chances are very high, and we're looking at a 75% chance right now of this being a completed yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. And my second question is, this is a platonic friendship. I'm just getting to the gist of it in the sense I put up my boundaries and it was a few months ago. And I'm just wondering, do you feel him reaching out to me? His name is James.
Okay. I do get an affirmative on James reaching out to you. In fact, I feel like he's been humbled by the experience, and I feel like he's had to do some self-reflection. Now, as far as the self-reflection, I can't tell you how much of that he's accepted and how much he has not, but I do see growth within the individual.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. It's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you. Bye.
All right, our next caller today is going to be 203-522. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Pat from Connecticut. My first question is, I have been being ministered to since almost a year ago by a pastor and their organization. Can you tell me what you see where that in my life?
All right. Give me one moment, please. Oh, that gave you a three card. All three cards just jumped right out as I'm shuffling it. So let's see here. We are looking at speaking, the sum of life experience, and the caregiver. Okay. So here's what's going to happen. It's going to be a little bit of a journey. I'm going to tell you what. Speaking, first of all, so this is about you being able to communicate because a part of you feels stifled in the situation right now. And what I mean by that is a part of you feels like you're being held back, okay? Then you have some of your life experiences. So you're trying to be patient. You're trying to be watchful. You're trying to see where this can go, of course, as you just asked that. However, the caregiver, okay? This shows me you're not going to agree with all of their practices. You're not going to agree with all their beliefs, but you are going to agree with some. So what this says to me is it can take you pretty far, but you need to take some of this stuff with a grain of salt, and do not, I repeat, put somebody else between you and God or spirit, okay? And because you and God, or between you and God, there is no one.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think they want that too. But yes, thank you for that.
You're wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, what is your next question?
Do you see, I've decided I want a relationship, a final lifetime relationship. Do you see that coming in?
All right, give me one moment. And I like how you are keeping that simple. You're not even asking for a timeline. You're just, hey, what do you see? That's always a good channel right there, isn't it? Hold on one moment. Ooh. Yes, that is an affirmative. Okay, we have outside forces impact you. So you have a little bit of a past here. You've been pained. You've been tormented, I would say. We have the engineer, okay? So this represents life is building up to it. And then we have romance. So, yes, you will have a meaningful relationship, a long-term, rest-of-your-life kind of relationship. You will have that romance. And I'm going to delve a little bit deeper because you've asked this question so purely. And we're going to go into it a little bit. Oh, boy. We've got, the caregiver. Now, mind you, I shuffle in between all these readings here. And then we have, and all these questions, we have speaking. And then we have the sum of your life experiences. These cards are loving coming out today. So this represents to me that you need to be clear about your manifestation. Your thoughts become your reality. So make sure you know exactly what you're asking for. Don't be afraid to be detailed and don't settle for less. And having boundaries is a good thing, okay? Coordinating the inventor and then asserting your will. So this is all good as well. But what I'm getting as far as timeline, I'm getting 6 months.
Okay.
I don't usually like to give out timelines because they shift around a lot, but that's what I got.
It gives me time to get my thoughts in order and know what I want. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right. We will be bringing on the next caller here momentarily. And in the meantime, I wish everyone out there nice blessings in their life and hope everybody succeeds with their goals. You know, we're all in this world trying to do well, trying to heal, trying to be in a positive state for ourselves and everybody else. And those of you out there that are wishing good upon people, bless you and bless your lives. All right, we have 610-390 is our next caller. Hello, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller 610-390. You are live and on air. That is area code 610, first three digits of your phone number, 390. All right, caller. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to our next caller. All right, our next caller is 111111. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
All right, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, I know you. How you doing?
Okay, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, I was so Yes, thank you. So my thank you for my question is now I'm born in a solid situation because I my question is concerning that particular male friend, want to know if he is going to try and do anything negative towards I and or he's trying to be sorry.
Okay, what I'm seeing here is that it's going to be okay, and this individual is going to be sorry, okay? There is a change of heart, and there is a change around. So, once again, just remain faithful, and things are going to work out, okay?
Okay, thank you. And
I will reach out to you after the show. I'm not even going to give you a second question on the show because I need to do a more in-depth reading with you, and I know your case very closely. So I will reach out to you after the show sometime, okay?
Thank you. A lot of beautiful blessings. The people love
you.
Thank
you
for your time.
Thank you. All right, everyone, we're about to take a brief break. Please stay tuned, and we will be back with you shortly. Hey, guys, welcome in. Sorry to be all hush-hush on you in the first place.
All right.
We're going to have a brief break here. Welcome in. Usually I have a welcome. I'm Adam, I'm the owner. We have stuff in the new front row. Oh,
Hello? 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 I heard it on mute.
All right, now hopefully everybody can hear me. We've been having a few technical difficulties this evening trying to get the show back on air. I'm going to try and bring on the next caller right now and see if this works. All right, caller by area code 203-331. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, this is Michelle.
Beautiful.
From Georgia.
Yes. Hi, Michelle. Sorry about that. I brought you on air and you couldn't hear me a few moments ago.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be on. Thank you.
Wonderful.
So I have cats, and one of my cats hasn't come home for 6 days now.
Yes.
So I was wondering what was going on.
All right. Give me one moment, please. And I will tune in.
Okay.
Well, you know what? The first card I get is the spiritual advisor, and there's an image of a cat on it. And then we have experiencing. Okay. And then we have cunning. Okay. So it just looks like they're on a little bit of an adventure, but they will be returning home. I can't tell you exactly when, but it appears to be soon enough. I'm seeing that you're fearing the worst, obviously, like any good pet owner would, but don't worry, they will return home from what I see.
Wow.
They are alive. They are okay.
Okay. Good. Good. The other thing is, I don't know, I really have nothing going on in my life, period. I was wondering if you saw a significant relationship coming to me.
All right, give me one moment here and let me tune in and see what I get, please. Okay, so the engineer comes up, understanding and sharing. It does look like you will have a positive, loving, healthy, long-term, long-life relationship, or a lifelong relationship, that's what I'm looking for, in your life, and it looks like it will be a very good, balanced one. Excuse me. As far as timing or more information behind it, it's about taking a leap of faith, getting out there, allowing yourself to interact with the world around you, and know that you might need to weed out the garden a little bit, but everything is going to be okay. Now, what I mean by that is you're going to meet opportunities that are not going to be so healthy, that are not going to feel right for you, okay? And you're going to want to weed those out. Then you're going to have opportunity that is going to be healthy, that is going to be a little bit more in alignment with what you're looking for and right on point. So don't be afraid to have experiences. Experiences are kind of everything. But you're going to be okay. It is going to be a successful love life for you in this lifetime. And singing and training yourself. See, and there we go. The spiritual advisor comes up again. Well, I'm telling you this, the divine universe is working things out for you, but you need to get out there. You need to be a little bit more adventurous, okay?
Okay. That was funny about the cat coming up. That was something.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's see here about bringing on our next caller now. Our next caller is going to be 518-379.
Hi.
Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Okay. My name is Belle, and I'm in New York State. Thank you for taking my call. Hi. But first question, I interviewed for a job on Monday. I'd like to just see what you get around it, or if you can even pick up like what the field is, just to kind of make sure we're on track.
All right, give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first thing I saw was law firm, and then I'm getting something to do with medical.
Okay, that would be correct, the second.
Okay, the second is the correct. So that's why I went to the second more than the first. Okay, so what would you like to know? What's your second question?
Did I get that? Oh, well, the question I wanted to know was, did I get the position? That was my first question.
Okay. Let me see here one moment, please. The teacher listening and meditation. They are still contemplating over this right now, but everything is looking very positive, and that would be an affirmative, yes. So it looks like you are going to get the position.
Thank God. Okay, thank you. And the second quick question is,
that was two questions already. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The first one was to see if I could pick up on what it was. The second one was if you had the job.
That was all kind of tied in. I just wanted to make sure you were looking at the right field to make sure that if you said yes, I was in. But okay.
I try to keep timing.
I understand.
So I will let you get away with the third question.
Okay. I'm really sorry if I mistook that. The second one, or third, there's someone from my past, and I've known him for a long time. Just wonder what's going on with him and if we're going to reconnect as friends. Don't want him back as a boyfriend.
Okay. Give me one moment here. Okay, that is a no, because there's a warning attached to this, okay? The reconnection can be possible because they will try to reconnect. But this is showing me do not reconnect. This is a warning, Will Robinson warning, okay?
Okay.
mastering card comes up first. Second card is destruction or destroying, and the third card is about lying. Okay. And what this shows me is that they are ignoring the self-mastery that they need to do, the evolution that they need to do for within themselves for their own greater good, let alone the good of those that they connect with. Okay. And what this shows me is we have breath work. We're going into that now. We have the sum of life experience, and we have the engineer. So this shows me just breathe, allow it to disconnect, allow that to be in the past. Allow all of that to just fade out, because the whole point of the lesson between the two of you was for them to have something special and to lose it completely. If they get any portion of it back, then they don't learn the lesson, because then what was the lesson worth learning?
Oh, that's interesting. So you see them trying to reconnect and you see me saying no, no, no.
We're saying to you to say no, no, no. The universe is very firm about this one. Says, warning, 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 danger, danger, danger.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. Just the way you said it was a chuckle. Okay. So I will maybe be sure not to just avoid anything altogether. So I don't even have to come in.
And what'd you say your name was? I'm sorry.
Val,
that's right. Okay, I remember that. I have a very good friend named Val.
Oh.
Okay, Val. Thank you. You have a great
one. Thank you. You too. God bless.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next caller is going to be area code 917, and that is going to be first three digits of 728. Okay, and hello caller, you should be live and on air now. Please state your name, where you're calling from and go right into your question.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Casey from New York. New York,
Casey,
New York.
You said?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And what can I do for you?
Yeah, okay, my first question, I'm very concerned about dear friend. It's a long story. It seemed to kind of happen fast, but she's in the hospital, very sick, and in ICU. Do you see her somehow coming out of this and surviving,
okay,
or is this her ticket out? And any guidance for me about that?
Okay, well, it's two questions per caller. Okay, so let's start with the first question. I go one step at a time here. I'm high-functioning autism, and because of my abilities and the way that I focus, I'm going to do one thing at a time. I won't remember the second, so I'm going to ask you the second when I'm done with the first. You want to know if she's going to be okay or if she'll be able to come out of this somehow, okay? So I'm going to count that as one question, and I will warn you, first of all, I am just doing this on a psychic, spiritual level. I am not a doctor, nor am I a lawyer, okay? So just for legal purposes, I must state that as we are dealing with a medical professional question right now. Give me one moment.
Just what you see. Just asking what you see. That's all.
I got you. I got you. No, I just have to state that for legal purposes. Give me one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Well, the willpower is there. So this is affirming that they can get out of this, they can do better, and they can get better, okay? And right now, there is a internal struggle. They are feeling weak. They are feeling under the weather, not just on a physical level, but on a spiritual level. However, are they wanting to give up? No, they still have fight within them. And it looks like there is a good chance that they will get into the right mind frame that will help them heal through the help of the medical professions that they are going through right now. Or going to. Sorry, not through.
Right.
Okay, what was your second question?
So it's not definitive. You don't see a definitive whether
she will make it. Oh, nothing in life is absolute and definitive, no. But I mean, that is that your second question? Because that's
no,
the question.
No, I was just asking for clarification about that.
Okay. To clarify for you, nothing ever in life is definitive. Free will can change on a dime. But as of right now, the answer to that question, okay, is yes, they will heal and they will get better.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you for that. Okay.
All right. I'm going to bypass that second question. We're going to go to a second question for you.
Thank you. I didn't think of it as a second question. Thank you for the clarification. Okay. When and how do you see me making new friends, like-minded individuals?
Okay. That's going to be a two-parter, but let's go ahead and just call it a one-parter for now. Give me one moment, please. The more basic a question is for everybody listening, the simpler it is to do the reading. That's going to give you a more accurate perspective. Give me one moment. Performing difficult decision making and the giver. Okay, so this is about stepping out of your comfort zone. This is about getting out there. And this appears to be between now and the middle of next year. So you are going to be able to do this. And it's about getting involved in the community. So there might be groups, there might be things to get involved in, but this is the method in which it's going to happen.
Okay. I gather that means local.
Yes.
Yeah. Getting out, right. Okay. As opposed to everything online. Okay, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a great night. Bless you.
You too. You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to go ahead and take our next caller here now. I'm almost, you know, not wanting to take another brief break because I might not be able to get back into the show briefly again. So let's go to our next caller, which is going to be the area code is, let's see here, 610. Okay. And then it starts out with 718. And that's our next caller. Hello. Hold on one moment. Technical difficulties. There we go. 610-718. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hello there, Tonetta. How can I help you today?
Okay, so my first question is, when am I going to get contact coming from Christine?
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Oh, those just fell right out, and that is a lot more than the three I was going to pull. So let's see. We've got two by themselves, and then we have several together. We have feelings, jumping, so that's usually about faith, giving, singing, so this is about a show that was put on. There's a little bit of betrayal from what I can feel. There's hearing the architect, so the truth was revealed. Knowing sacrifice. Sorry, give me a minute. They are very talkative on this subject. And then prejudging or judging situations and forcing the truth, the warrior, and choosing a path. So they're having to learn the hard way. But as far as when you hear from them, I'm trying to get a definitive answer for you, okay? Questioning. It's either going to happen this month, and here's the kicker, or it's not going to happen until March.
Wow.
So we are looking at sometime this month, which is what I'm going to go with, because they're giving me 2 months. They're showing me this month, and then they're showing me March.
Okay. Well, hopefully
makes no
it's
sense
this
to
month.
Me what the time span is so large.
Yeah, right. I know. Okay. Second question is going to be, she showed me her grandmother's wedding ring set about a year ago.
Yes.
And
yes.
I did not choose that one. I chose the fire ring, which was her deceased mother's, but the grandmother's wedding ring band set was very beautiful, and I'm just wondering when she comes to her senses and gets off her high horse, do you see her giving me the grandmother's wedding ring set?
Ah, wonderful question. That gives me more context, and that also explains why they were so detailed about her having to learn her lessons. Okay, give me one moment here. And being shown that it's like she got called out, and because she got called out, she got humble, but she really didn't get humble. She just avoided the whole being called out because it put her in her place, and then she still has an ego over the whole situation. Give me a moment here.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I'm
feeling the rage of the universe on this one because the universe is like, they are not listening to us.
Yeah, she's a chorus.
All right. And the end. Okay, so now the universe is saying this is getting boring. I'm sorry. But I've got the leader. I've got confidence in yourself and abilities. And then the universe is like, okay, yeah, this is just so boring now. But it does show in the end. Not only does she come forward and give you that, but she's going to overdo everything. Because
well,
in the end, the very final card on that was, I wish I had a video to this podcast right now that was live. It says, leap of faith. And it's got a woman jumping in the air in front of a church that has a shadow of her in the church on the ground underneath them.
it looks like we're going to get married.
Oh, no, 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 please. Okay. I will leave that into the ethers. Well, I wish you the best of luck on that situation. This one is a doozy. And not in okay, this is understandable, you've got demonic energies involved. No, this is just a person that is willfully being a real problematic individual with their own growth and their own evolution. And I'm trying to be politically correct about this as I'm saying it.
Well, I'm glad that you see what I'm going through. I really appreciate that.
Oi, what a mashugana.
I will definitely call back in, and I'll let you know how November goes and the ring.
Wonderful. All right, we wish you the best of luck. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 916, and the first three digits are going to be 396. Give me one moment. We're pulling you on air now. And hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. My name is Ray. I'm calling from California. And I just have a question. If you see anything in my love life, I'm not dating anybody, but, you know, I'm young and I'm active and I'm just very curious if there's anything that you see coming anytime soon.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay. All right. This is going to take a moment to tune in. They have a lot of information for you. So just give me one moment.
I'm on radio.
Okay, Ram, are you there? Are you still
yep.
with me? Okay. Yes, this one is taking a moment to really tune into right now, but I'm going to tell you right now, this is really coming through as patience. It's coming through as healing that you've had to do, and it's coming through as faith. So just give me a little bit longer.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, there is a sense of failure here. I'm going to ask you, they have chosen to take more time with you right now. What is this pain from your past, Ram?
I mean, I haven't really had a relationship. I've had situationships.
Yeah.
So
codependent.
Excuse me?
Codependencies, people that were very codependent?
Kind of, I guess. It's just something that never really materialized. So, you know, on the other side, it's like it's not like I'm heartbroken from a situation or I'm missing anybody. I think if anything, I look back and it's been so long where it's like it's ran its course. I'm not damaged by any means. I think I'm mentally healthy and I'm just ready to start something new.
Well, it's looking to me like they're saying to have faith, okay? There is some healing work that's going on. So even if it wasn't related to, let's say, a romantic situation or relationship in the past, there is definitely some healing that's coming through. I don't know how that relates to you, so I'm going to move past it. But they are saying, yes, you are going to meet someone. You're going to meet someone that values you as much as you value helping others. Because they show me that you're always in the midst of helping people. You're always in the midst of trying to share wisdom and knowledge. And you are trying to look out for yourself at the same time. And what I'm seeing from source is that they are very proud of you, very happy with the inner work and self-mastery that you have done. But there is a little bit of healing there. And there is someone coming in this coming year. And this coming year is going to be the best year of your life. They are stable. They are loving. They are caring. They are a business-oriented individual, but they also know how to cut loose and have fun.
Huh. You're the second meeting to tell me that this is going to be my best year so far. Huh. Interesting.
Yes. So it's about letting loose, letting yourself, you know, don't even anticipate anything. Just flow freely.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, I've been going to the gym a lot. I take a lot of dancing classes. I'm very active, very independent, and happy. I'm happy-go-lucky guy. And I think, you know, I've gone out of my way to work on myself, and I think I've been doing a good job. So that's what prompted me to say, well, because of that, where can I get that partner?
Yes. You have been doing a great job. What we're looking at is the mindset of manifestations on track. Okay, the physical activities are on track, but when it comes, the reason we keep giving you this warning is because you're going to be so overwhelmed with the divinity of this connection. So we're saying, don't, when it happens, try and stay out of your head and just go with the flow.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, we're going to wish you well on that one. What's your next question?
Okay, my next question is what you see in my career, and I ask this because I like my job. They're extremely nice people, and very fortunate to be there. But I feel plateaued, and I just want to know what you see in the next year to 3 years, if you see me staying, moving on.
Wonderful question. And the first answer to this is the moving on. You're going to stay for a little while longer. Maybe for this next year, but after this next year, I see you moving elsewhere. You're needing to go to a new environment, a new setting, one where you're going to be in a better position, a little bit higher up and making better income.
Yeah. Yeah. My lifelong goal is to make $100,000 in my industry. It's possible. But there's just no upward mobility where I'm at. But I have fantastic coworkers.
Understandable. Understandable. I mean, you like the people, but you don't like the limitation of the work itself right now.
Yeah, right.
Well, that limitation looks like it has plateaued, as you said, and I'm not seeing growth in the current position right now.
No, hardly.
So I'm really, what I'm picking up on here is you moving to a new job, kind of a new career, and that's going to be after this next year.
Okay, so I could, like 2 years or within the year?
No, it's going to be in 2 years.
2 years.
So
okay.
At the
end of this
coming year, you will be changing your corporation.
That would make sense. That makes a lot of sense.
All right. Beautiful.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and do me a favor and have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to bring on our next caller now momentarily. We've got about 22 minutes left in the show. Our next caller today is going to be area code 415. 758. Hello, Carla. You are long. way too many energies going on. Give me one moment to clear out. Okay. You are on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
My question is,
thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know, it feels like my time is coming to a close of being in Pennsylvania, and I just want to know as far as what you see me doing in the meantime here while things are shifting. I guess I'll just leave it open-ended like that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, give me one moment. So, and you, is this both of your questions simultaneously?
No, I think that it's just a one question that my time, I know my time is done here, so I'm just wondering what
okay.
you see me
you
doing in the meantime.
What you're ready to fill the time that you have there left. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. This seems to be a pattern today. So it's about getting out of the comfort zone, and it's about exploring new groups and opportunities around there where you are right now. Okay. Which, mind you, is very limited. What part of Pennsylvania are you in? Are you over by Shamokin or?
I guess it's considered the suburbs of Philly, but it's not near Philly. So it's like an hour and a half or
yeah.
so away from that.
Okay. I got you. Yeah, I used to live over by Shamokin. I was actually in Cold Township, Pennsylvania. I know what's out there a little bit. But what I'm seeing here is there is some connections you'll make while you're out there for the remainder. But it's really about preparations and building your new business at the moment. So it's about planning for a new business, because what they're showing me is that there is a business you have been procrastinating on for a while now.
So that's interesting, because I am actually working on material for, it's been in the workings for several years, so these trainings that I've been doing,
yes.
preparing, and lately it's been like, okay, it's go time, get the stuff ready to get it out there.
Right.
I have been networking a lot, and I meet people here, but it's a little bit weird because how am I planting seeds here networking when I also have no interest being here? And so it comes out in conversations that I don't like it here too, which I try to not say that, but it just comes out.
I understand. Now, the thing is that you can be building seeds there, but doesn't mean you have to be there to run things all the time. You're going to be moving away from there, right? So what you can do is make connections, find information out, and that information helps you grow and is applicable no matter where you go. So at the end of the day, it's also about practice. It's going to give you the practice you need to have to implement it to wherever you move to as well.
Okay. But, okay, all right.
You can
prepare
and choose where you might want to move to and start looking and researching at the market in that location as well while you're still where you are.
Well, you know, how do I know that I'm not going to kind of fall into similar traps by where, I mean, I followed my soul and spirit out here. I've been out here for almost 2 years, but there's some things that you don't know until you actually like live somewhere for a while. And I don't really want to be in a pattern of moving every 2 years or whatever it is. I mean, I was excited when I first moved out here, but then I got to know the people and the area.
Right. Well, that's another question, but I'm going to put it to you this way. Okay. It's a leap of faith. Just as your soul led you there, you learned and you grew while you were there. You may be tired of it. You might not like it anymore, but there was always something that was beneficial for you there. You had learned. You're a different person you are now than you were then when you first moved there. So there's always something, there's always a good and a bad that comes of any decision and any place you live. It's what you make of it that really matters most. What are you learning from it? What did you get from it? And then you move forward. Life is full of changes and challenges, and it's how we learn from them that matters most.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah, thank you. You're confirming a lot of the conversations I have with myself. And it's exactly the conversation I was actually just having like an hour ago when I was taking a walk.
Well, you're more than welcome, Jessica. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Our second to last caller today is going to be area code 630. First three digits are 487. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Dion. Thank you for taking my call. I'm in North Carolina.
Yes, hello.
Hi. So I've been doing all of my spiritual homework. Has any of the extreme block been lifted? Because it doesn't feel like it, but I'm still doing it.
I got you. Yes, there have been a lot of blockages removed. Okay. Everything is coming into a higher vibration of alignment. And the message from Spirit on this is to stay positive, know that things are changing, and you have to bring it into the now. Even if they're not changing already, you have to view them as if they are, because that manifestation is thought becomes reality. Stay positive, know that there's positive energy coming, and you are supported by the universe. The message attached to this is also to speak your truth in the moment. Do not hesitate and do not take responsibility for how that makes other people feel.
Okay.
All right. Sorry about that. But what this is do not take responsibility for how other people feel.
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. Wonderful. What's your second question today?
My second question is, I want to get my beauty treatments done. When do you see the finances available for me to be able to do that?
Okay. Give me one moment here. That is going to be, present tense. Of course, they're giving me present tense. So I will say this. It's not going to be it's not going to be in about a week. It's going to be just a few days from what I can tell.
A few days?
Yes.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And we are very happy that you've called in today, Dion. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right. Our last caller of the day is going to be 919-641. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Sandra Kay, but I go by my middle name, Kay, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kay.
Yes. Hi. Okay. No worries. My first question is regarding career. I am working in two full-time jobs. They're remote, but I am truly tired of working two jobs. And I'm just wondering, do you see something that's going to be for my greatest and highest good that I won't have to do two jobs?
Okay, give me one moment, please. You said you're looking for something new, or I'm going to have you repeat that. I was a little confused.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working two full-time jobs right now, and I am looking for something that will be for my greatest and highest good that's not going to require me to have to work two jobs, and I am looking and applying. Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. Just at the start of the year, you will have something where you only will work one job, and it will supply you with the funds you need to live and thrive, okay? Not just survive, but to thrive.
Yes.
So this is about following your passion, but it's also about being you. Allow yourself to be you in these interviews, okay?
Okay,
and one
great.
Of the
Wonderful.
Words of suggestion is to speak about what you bring to the table and what you can do for the company that you are being interviewed with.
Makes sense. Understood. Yes. Okay, great.
All right. What's your second question there?
My second question is regarding romance. I'll make this very quick. Do you see a possible future between me and Karen?
Okay, between you and Karen?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, Karen's trying to heal. Hold on a minute. You know, I'm doing all of these things for everybody, and I pick up on these energies, and I pick up on these storms, and girl, it feels like I got the tea on everybody, but I don't. Hold on a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope she is working on her healing. I know I'm doing mine.
All right. They are working on their healing. There is some addictive personality traits to their past traumas, but they're trying to get through it here. Some of life experience. leap of faith. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Okay. These are the cards I pulled. We have committing. So that's a yes. We have overdoing. So they're going to be trying to compensate for their past with this connection.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You just got to be aware of that and be patient because the universe says be patient with them. It might be a little annoying, but it's okay. Some of your life experiences, you girl, you are a teacher, okay? So, and you are psychic and an intuitive. You are empathic. You're going to pick up on everything, okay? But just have faith. Because we've got leap of faith. We have detached decision making, okay? And then we have the crossroads. Mm. You are in each other's lives for a reason. You are supposed to help each other grow because not only are they healing, you are evolving constantly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And mind you, it does not affect you as nearly as bad as it affects them. But you share a similar background in history as far as pain. What this shows me is, yes, Lord have mercy, yes. This is a connection that has been driven by divinity, and there is a past life connection there between the two of you. There is a soul connection. To what extent, I cannot tell you, but I can tell you it is very strong, and it says leap of faith. So have faith, but make sure you have your boundaries in place. Make sure you communicate clearly what you will and will not accept in a relationship. And if you do that, it will help it that much better. Amen, Helen.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You are on point.
Right,
I picked up on that past life connection. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful that I got through, and I'm glad that I found your show. Amazing.
Okay, Kay. Good to hear from you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. For those of you tuned in and listening, I have been recording these numbers, and I will be doing callbacks to see if anybody wants a private reading. Also, if you want to reach out to me yourself and don't want to wait for a callback at some point, you can find the information to reach out to me privately for a private reading via in person or over the phone and the show description right online for this episode. And that show description is going to have that phone number just at the bottom of the description for you. Prices on individual private readings that give you more in-depth and more detail, and you can ask as many questions as you want, is going to be $40 for a half an hour and $60 for an hour. Once again, this has been hosted and sponsored by Mantra HHC, located at 703 Bascom Commercial Parkway at Suite 101, Woodstock, Georgia, 30189. Once again, thank you everyone for tuning in, listening to the show. This has been your host, Reverend Adam. And we want to wish you all namaste, love, light, Jashe Krishna, Ashe, 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 and good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.